Get all the Peter Mossman Classic action on Sky Sports Radio.
It is 10 to 12, and I can tell you now we've got some very, very good greyhound racing coming up on Saturday night in particular. The semis of the Peter Mossman, just going to be absolutely brilliant. And Fernando Bale, he is I suppose, it'll be interesting to see what Duke reads. He's the superstar greyhound racing at the moment. Mark Duclos joins me. Morning, Duke.
Good morning, Cozzy.
That'd be a fair enough wrap on him, wouldn't it, on Fernando Bale? He is the
Oh, he is. He's the superstar. And this final on Saturday night is worth $75,000 to the winner. And he's proven himself to be the best greyhound in Australia, particularly in the last 3 or 4 months. If you particularly look at his record at Wentworth Park, he's won the Group 1 National Derby there. He won the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg from box number 8, which has brought champions undone in the past. And I suppose the only thing you look at him from last week in the semi-finals, it was the first time in 13 starts that he hadn't led at the winning post the first time. Mind you, they went another 75 metres and he was 4 in front. His acceleration is just absolutely dynamic. And box 4, look, it's the only box he actually hasn't started from in his 25-start career. So, people looking for a knock on the dog, that's probably the only thing. But I learnt my lesson with Fernando Bale going back to the Golden Easter Egg when I tipped against him. And I swore then I wouldn't tip against him until he was beaten again. And he hasn't been beaten since.
That's the trouble when you tip against champions, isn't it?
It is, because, you get no prizes for tipping a $1.10 or a $1.20 winner, and that's the price that Fernando Bale's been at. Most of his last 5 or 6 starts, you go back to the Harrison Dawson at Sandown Park, a Group 1 event there. I think he was $1.04 in the heat of that. He was $1.20 in the final. He came to Wentworth Park for a heat of the Peter Mossman. He was $1.10. Last week, he's around $1.20, and this week he's $1.25 with Tab Fixed Odds. Look, I've written a preview on the Sky Racing website, and it lays out my punting philosophy, which goes back to 1970 when I backed Baghdad Note in the Melbourne Cup at 25-1, and I always look for value, much to the detriment of my pocket, I can tell you, but it's hard to take $1.25, particularly if you think a greyhound around the $5.50 or $7 mark is something that can provide value for you. But as you say, how do you knock champions? How do you tip against them?
And the trouble is, you often try and make a case and think, well, what can be? It's like you get a field in the gallops like the Melbourne Cup. You take the words the Melbourne Cup away and you'll eliminate half the field. The Melbourne Cup on top and you start giving everything a chance.
Yeah, and look, Fernando Bale is no different. And we've seen in the past with champion greyhounds that have gone around, the likes of, Brett Lee, Space Star and Sweet It Is, the current champion stays that are on the on the scene at the moment. And you're right, you do, particularly for me, as I say, I like to back things at $10 and $12. And it's been to the detriment, of my punting pocket in the past, Cozzy. But, I'd rather take that. And I know it sounds silly, but that's just me as a punter. And I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot of people don't mind taking the $1.25 because they consider it, better than bank interest. And for a greyhound race, particularly in the likes of Fernando Bale, you're getting 25% interest in your money in around 30 seconds. So it's hard to argue, tipping him, or, as I say, you want to tip something, you want to find something to beat him. And after they've gone 30 metres and he's 4 in front, you're just left there shaking your head.
Now, looking at Saturday night, he's drawn the blue either side of him. Are those It's going to be a danger to him?
Look, Elfin Bale began brilliantly last week, and Elfin Bale is Fernando Bale's little sister. She ran a 5.32 to the first mark last week. Brad Candy, who owns and trains No Donuts, is drawn box number 1. We've had a bit of text banter over the past few days. He believes that Elfin Bale will want to step right out of the boxes, which may hamper and may hold up Fernando Bale in the early stages. I'm not so sure she wants to step right completely. I think she's probably going to run more of a straight line. Camacho, I believe, wants to get to the fence. I know that Dear Darcy, drawn in box number 6, wants to get to the fence as well. The problem is they may be a length behind Fernando Bale after they've gone 10 metres. Yeah. And if that's the case, all of that equation goes out the window, because he leads Group 1 dogs at the first mark by 2 and 3 lengths. Fernando Bale is a greyhound who's unique, because he basically is statuesque-like in the boxes. And that's what enabled him to come out running and put that margin of 2 and 3 lengths on good greyhounds at the first turn. Not only that, he's got great stamina, as we're seeing from the times that he's run at Wentworth Park and also at Sandown Park. So, as I said, if he steps and leads by 2 lengths, I don't think they can beat him.
I'm just looking to Andrea Daly. Yeah, the kennel's well represented.
Oh, they're flying at the moment. Look, and it's easy for people to say, oh, they get all of Wheeler's good dogs and that. Well, you know, good trainers keep good dogs going. Yeah. So people can knock the big trainers as much as they like and say they get all the favours and they get this and they get that. But, you know, look, realistically, you've got to be a terrific trainer to train the winners that these people train. And I'm talking about winning Group 1 events. Fernando Bayless has said he's won 3 Group 1s. He's had 25 starts for 20 wins, 2 minors. He's won $554,000 in prize money. It's no fluke that the Dailies train Group 1 winners. I know they've got good dogs, but I've seen plenty of good dogs go to other trainers and they can't win races with them. So, you know, and not only that, they've got Dino Double One in box number 8, and I've got a huge opinion of this greyhound. His box manners let him down in big races. The night that him and Fernando are drawn in a race together and Fernando does miss the start is the night that Dino Double One will show everyone what he can do. And we've seen it in the past. He's run blistering times at the Meadows in good events there. I think he's run the 3rd and 4th fastest time ever at the Meadows. He's, I believe, Wentworth Park, the track that he actually begins best from. Again, box 8, that's a hoodoo box in big races. It's a hoodoo box at Wentworth Park in a 5th grade race. But when you've got the likes of Fernando Bale drawn up in, you know, box number 4, Elfin Bale in box 3, no donuts in box 1. For Dino Double One to win this race, he needs to come out running and be probably 2 or 3 lengths behind Fernando Bale down the back straight. And it was interesting because we mentioned on Going Greyhounds on Monday, Andrea Daly actually trialled Fernando Bale and Dino Double One at Geelong a couple of weeks ago. Dino Double One ran a length faster than what Fernando Bale did there.
Mm.
So it tells you, you know, the ability this greyhound has got. And I know the kennel have got an enormous opinion of Dino Double One. It's just that Fernando Bale's box manners, they enable him to be 2 and 3 in front at the first turn. And in greyhound races, leaders at the first turn win 60% of races.
Now, if Elfin Bale doesn't go to the right, if Elfin Bale jumps and goes straight, you would think that would give Fernando Bale it and just ping and go and get across to the fence. Does that then, is there anything that would prevent Dino Double One getting a nice cart across to be sitting right on the back of Fernando Bale going past the post?
Yeah, the difference is Fernando Bale, he'll run a 5. At his best, he's going to run a 5.40, say 5.41 or 5.42 to the first mark. If Fernando Bale comes out running, he runs 5.30 to the first mark. So Dino Double One is at least 2 lengths behind Fernando Bale going into that first turn. The difference is Fernando Bale's 1 or 2 off the fence. Dino Double One is covering so much more ground because he's drawn out in box 8. He'll run a straight line to that first turn. So he could be 3 or 4 behind in essence of where Fernando Bale is up against the rail and where Dino Double One is drawn out wide. And again, for him to win this race, he's going to have to run home, you know, in record time, and he's going to have to run 29.3. As I said, I've got a huge opinion of the dog, but I don't know whether he can do that. But they're not machines, mate, and anything can happen.
Is there a blowout in there, Duke?
No, I don't think so, mate. I don't think so. The form is so well discussed with these greyhounds.
Yeah.
No donuts. As I said, I know that Brad Candy's, again, he's got an enormous opinion of his greyhound, and he believes he's perfectly drawn from box 1. He believes he can run a 5.40 to the first mark, if that's the case again. And Fernando Bale steps, he's going to be 2 or 3 behind him. So, again, he's well drawn, but I doubt whether there'll be any surprises. I really only think that, in essence, 4 greyhounds are the leading contenders in this race, and that is No Donuts, Elfin Bale, Fernando Bale, and also Dino Double One. But, again, if Fernando Bale steps and he's clearing, you know, after the first 10 metres, basically go and queue up.
All right. What would be the what's the best margin you reckon you win by? Be daring.
Oh, be daring. Look, again, he ran 29.47 last week when he was running second at the first turn, and he won by 11.5 lengths.
Mm.
You know, the week before he won by 11.5 lengths. Last Saturday night, I should say, he won by 11.25 lengths. And this greyhound, as I say, he's just the ultimate professional. you know, if he's running 29.4, a dog like Dinah Double One and No Donuts, they can run their 29.5s easily. So he may only win two or three lengths. And the thing is, because as you and I both know, we don't get paid anymore how far they win by. But he is, as I said, he is the superstar of Australian greyhound racing at the moment.
It's amazing. Like 11 lengths is like two-thirds of a second, basically, that he's winning those top races by.
Yep, 0.066 of a second is equivalent to one length in greyhound racing. So basically 16 lengths equals one second. So when a dog's running, you know, when he's winning by 8 lengths, he's winning by half a second. And again, what I'd say is that Fernando Bale's not doing this against grade 5 greyhounds. He's doing this against group 1 class greyhounds, which adds so much more merit to the early pace that he consistently shows. And, you know, once in 13 starts, he's been led to the first turn, and in those past 13 starts includes 3 Group 1 victories. It's very hard to tip against him, mate, no matter how much I love value. I've already backed on a Double One because I thought he was silly odds at $7 at tab.com.au. So because if there was something to happen to Fernando Bale, I think he's the next best in the market. At $1.25... I'll just be happy to be trackside there at Winnie on Saturday night for Sky One to watch him go around. I will be hoping Dinah Double One can get the cash because that's where my hard-earned is. But otherwise, you know, it's just great to see champion greyhounds race.
Yep, exactly. Just straight off the bat, is there anything else that caught your eye there for Saturday night? Someone doing a bit of form and things, hang on. Duke might be able to tip me into one there anywhere else? Or?
Yeah, we had heaps of a maiden race there on Monday night. Unfortunately, the fields were fairly depleted. But a greyhound by the name of Nengar Flash went around, and it is absolutely beautifully bred. It's by Collision out of Flash Fancy. It's trained by Dennis Barnes and Barnes, and they've had a long, long history of success with greyhounds that they've bred out of Flash Fancy, including Swift Fancy and Smooth Fancy, who are two stud dogs currently standing in Australia, and Group 1 winners, etc., of the past. This greyhound's only had the one start. It was there on Monday night. He ran 29.91, which was the best of the night. He ran 5.44 to the first mark, which isn't that flash, but the track was very heavy on Monday night. I think Nengar Flash is probably one of the better bets of the night, even though he's drawn box number 4 in the race. There wasn't a lot of others that really impressed me. And if you look at the times that they've run, Dancing Gums, who's drawn box 1 for Peter Rogers, it ran 30.03. So on the clock, Nengar Flash has got plenty on them. He's drawn box 4. He's in race number 1 on Saturday night. The big one, of course, is race 8 on the card. It goes at 3 minutes to 10 Eastern time.
Beautiful. Good on you, Duke. Good to catch up, mate. And we'll no doubt have a yarn to you. If not before, we'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you, Duke. Mark Duclos there. Now,